very pleased to be joined by our next guest, who has been on a roller coaster of emotions, I'm sure. It's been a rock star kind of week for Jared Dutois, who joins us on the South Street Burger guest hotline. Is that fair to say that you had that little bit of a taste of stardom this week?
I think that would be a pretty fair statement for sure.
Yeah. Rolling through the gallery, high fives. Has it sunk in at all what's happened or the magnitude of the impact that you've made, not only in Canadian golf, but just the golf in general?
I think it's definitely starting to. I think Sunday I didn't kind of realize kind of what I did and what I had the opportunity to do, and obviously playing in the final group with Brad Snedeker, on home soil, obviously. But I think day by day it's kind of finally hitting in a little more, and like I said, I'm starting to kind of realize more and more how awesome the week was and how honored I was to, obviously do it on home soil.
Perfect storm. We see it happen every once in a while at a tournament where an amateur gets low, gets to play with some of the big names, but rarely is it a story like this where it's like there's just not many tournaments in Canada and there's not many Canadians. It would have been a story even if you had done it in Europe or anywhere in the U.S., but you do it on home soil. Describe to me the feeling. 18th hole Saturday, 40-foot eagle putt. When did you know? And I guess just describe that feeling as best you can, because that was a big statement for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I can describe that moment. That was probably the biggest moment of my life. Tough to say, but just sinking that putt and just having the Canadian crowd going nuts was, something I'm never going to forget. And, I threw in a little celebration in there, and that was just pure raw fired up emotion. And, it was awesome. Like I said, I can't really describe it.
Yeah. So when you're over the ball, do you feel you have a chance, or are you just, let's get this close, take the birdie and get to Sunday?
I had a really good read, for whatever reason. I kind of just loved the putt, loved the feel. And, like I said, got over it, felt good, and stroked it in. And, I'm definitely glad that hit the hole, because I think it had a little bit of steam on it.
Yeah. Jared Dutois, great story at the Canadian Open. Our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Jared, you've been on a roll heading into this tournament. You'd won the Glencoe Invitational here in Calgary earlier, one of the top amateur tournaments in the country. I believe a tournament in Mississippi. You shot a 63 heading in. Did you have any idea that you could play this well in your first pro event? Were you eyeing making the cut? What was the goal heading in?
Yeah, I think a goal was definitely cut. And, my Team Canada coach, and obviously he's got a lot more experience with, people in my position. He said, hey, if you play well, we've had guys top 30 before, so I can definitely see you, obviously, if you play well, make the cut and definitely kind of work your way up there. But, I think my play definitely kind of caught him off guard as well, because, obviously getting in the final group was something special. And, being right in the mix at your national open was definitely is pretty crazy. But, I think my game overall, like you said, kind of the summer, it's been trending, I think, in the right direction, and hopefully I can continue to improve, and hopefully turn some heads down the road as well.
When was it real? Because I think you were 4 under through six, but that's just a hot run. I mean, you can do that at any course at any time, so you're not getting frazzled and the galleries haven't started. But when did things get really like, oh my goodness, I'm in this thing?
So I think second round I was tied for the lead at the point of like 7 under with DJ, and I ended up making triple on a pretty easy hole, but I mean, it's whatever. And the course was playing pretty tough, so I was like, okay, I gotta fight pretty hard just to get this in the clubhouse now. Ended up making like 3 bombs in a row, and then make a nice par on my last hole to be 1 back going into the weekend. And I think right then I was like, wow, if I can just keep doing what I'm doing, I like my chances getting up there, and hopefully we can have some fun on the weekend.
Do you have any, like, looking back, this was not a typical 9-under tournament. You had a lot of bogeys. You had some doubles. You mentioned the triple. I mean, geez, if you are one or two strokes better on a few of those ugly holes, you won the darn thing. Do you think about it that way, or is that just, can you not do that?
I mean, yeah, I don't think you can do that, right? And, you know, everybody kind of had, you know, stuff going on, right? And, you know, the way Glenn Abbey was playing, big numbers just kind of showed up on your scorecard. So, you know, I got a lot out of the week, so I've got no complaints at all, you know, about the triple or a couple other holes. And, you know, like I said, I got a lot out of my week and a lot out of my game this week. So, you know, no complaints at all.
Give me the holy crap moment for you, aside from golf, where you're dialed in, you're focused on the game, and then you realize, oh man, that's like, this is happening. I mean, was there a certain golfer? Was there a point where you looked at a leaderboard? Or because that focus is what gets you into contention and kept you there. Was there that, wow, I can't believe this guy is here moment for you?
Yeah, I think when I first showed up on the Monday, I believe it was, we went and checked out everything and just saw like so many big names and so many guys I'd looked up to my whole life. And, you know, I got to thank my coach and my buddy Blair, actually, who played in the event as well. And, you know, he played in the event last year, and he said, you know, you just kind of let the awe factor leave, because, you know, how are you supposed to compete out here? You know, if you put them on a pedestal, right? So I tried to get rid of that awe factor after the Monday, and, you know, just kind of focus on my routine and, you know, play some golf during the week. And, but on another off after kind of point, I think on the weekend, I think it was a Saturday, you know, that first hit me, walking in the tee box and just getting, like, you know, chills up my spine, you know, being welcomed by the Canadian crowd, everybody waving their little Canadian flags. And, you know, that was an unbelievable experience. And then obviously it got topped on Sunday as well. So, you know, it was just crazy week. And, you know, definitely made me pretty proud to be Canadian.
How did your parents handle it? I mean, you've got golf to play. At least you can kind of distract yourself. They must have been a bag of nerves.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure my dad was probably just losing it out there, but I don't know. I definitely see that they were pretty stressed. And but, you know, they were just having a great time that week too. Like, my dad's obviously a pretty big golf fan, and, you know, getting him inside the clubhouse passes and eating lunch with a lot of the guys, you know, a lot of the guys that you see on TV every week was definitely cool for him. Obviously cool for me as well, but, you know, definitely cool for my parents there.
You finished just three strokes off the lead, but tied for ninth. The other gentleman that you tied for ninth, each walked with approximately, I think, 150 grand. You said no thanks to 150 grand. Could you walk us through that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's kind of a tough pill to swallow, but, you know, I'm not too worried about that. And, you know, I fully intend on staying amateur for another year and, you know, finishing my degree at Arizona State. And, you know, and I think if I, you know, keep developing and keep doing all the right things, that, you know, I should get some more chances down the road.
Where are you off to next, and what does the tournament calendar look for you like for you before you head back to ASU?
I drive to Niagara today for a tournament in on the American side in Lewiston, I think it is. And yeah, just a strong amateur event there. And then after that, a few days off back in Calgary for a few days, and then off to the Canadian Am in Ottawa.
Tell us about the Calgary time. You're a Kimberley guy. When was Calgary home? And tell us about your home course, the Glencoe, where you won the Invitational Amateur event, a month ago?
Yeah, so last summer I kind of moved to Calgary, just golf, you know, kind of golf-related. You know, better facilities, and I got a lot of family there as well. So, yeah, I've been playing out of the Glencoe and a lot of the Earl Grey as well. Yeah, I've just been loving it. I mean, I've been treated well both the places, and, you know, pretty tough to beat those two places. And, yeah, just working on my game on a day-to-day basis and, you know, trying to have fun off the golf course as well.
Now you got to stay on the inside of the ropes, right? Because it's one of those things, as a young golfer, you'd be like, man, that'd be great just to go and watch guys like Dustin Johnson and Jason Day. You're on the inside of the ropes. Now it's staying there. Good luck, man. I'm never really sure if if athletes can appreciate the magnitude of the story when they're right in the middle of it, but it really took over the country. And I guess with social media and Twitter and everything, you can appreciate that now, but it was a huge story. And Canadians and Calgarians, obviously very proud of you. Good job and keep it going.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Jared Dutoit. Good interview. Good talker. Good kid.